USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Actor Alec Baldwin's vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Prosecutors say they'll file the charges against Baldwin and the woman in charge of the firearms on the set by the end of the month. Hutchins was killed when what was supposed to be an unloaded prop gun fired a live round during a rehearsal. Baldwin said he did not pull the trigger, but experts say the Colt revolver could not have fired otherwise. President Biden's due in California this afternoon to take a look at the damage from the constant storms this month. In the town of Fenton, resident Caitlin Clancy is worn out.
The cleanup was awful, but, you know, we cleaned it up, and then next thing you know, fast forward, like, what, 6 days was it? I don't know. We're flooding again. And then to go through the third time is just defeating.
A new survey shows the Golden State's endured about 600 landslides in the past 3 weeks as well. The Treasury Department's informed the Speaker of the House extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting on its already committed debt. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon tells CNBC, no matter what,
we should never question the creditworthiness of the United States government. That is sacrosanct. It should never happen.
Some House Republicans have demanded spending cuts to lift the debt ceiling. Democrats in the White House want to raise the limit without conditions. The head of the Dallas branch of the Federal Reserve likes the idea of slowing down interest rate hikes. Lori Logan supported the smaller hike at the last Fed meeting, but says rates will probably have to go up again until inflation returns to the Fed's goal of 2%. The Labor Department says fewer than 200,000 of us applied for jobless benefits last month. That's down by about 15,000 from the week before. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The controversy is still there, but it will be easier for you to watch the LIV Golf Tour events this year. LIV has signed a multi-year deal to air its tournaments on the CW. LIV begins its second season next month in Mexico. It will hold 14 tournaments around the world this year. CW is known for its superhero shows, and this will be its first live sports effort. It may not be a tough ticket, but getting to an NFL playoff game this weekend will be an expensive ticket.
Three of the four games rank in the top four most expensive division round games ever. At the top of the list is Sunday's marquee matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with an average secondary market price of over $1,400. That's according to Ticket IQ, which began tracking ticket sale data a decade ago. So the New York Giants-Philadelphia Eagles game isn't far behind with an average of just over $1,100. Tickets for the Cincinnati Bengals-Buffalo Bills are selling for an average of just over $600. I'm Julio Flores.
And there are five NFL teams that will play one fewer home game next season at home. Buffalo, Tennessee, and Jacksonville will play designated home games in London. Kansas City and New England will host games in Germany. There will be no NFL game in Mexico next season. The NBA is making inroads in France. The Bulls and Pistons playing a regular season game in Paris. Last time an NBA team played there was 1997 when the Bulls were part of a tournament that included teams from all over the world. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.